Hi everybody, this is Rodrigo.
Hi everybody, this is Damla.
As you see, we have a new guest in our program, given the fact that Funda left us.
Yeah, but am I going to be a guest?
Well, she's going to replace Funda. Well, so first of all, introduce yourself before we start as such the topic of today, which is greetings in Erasmus.
Perfect. So I'm Damla. I'm studying communications in the University of Perugia. I'm from Turkey, Istanbul, and I was studying in Istanbul. Then I came to Perugia for doing Erasmus. And after my Erasmus, I decided to stay in Perugia. And now I continue here.
After an Erasmus of how many time? How long?
It was six months from February to July.
Okay, and you decided to stay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go into that later. But first of all, let's play a song.
Sure.
As it's tradition. What do you think about Wish You Were Here of Pink Floyd? Just to start, you know, the topic.
It's a really nice song. I love that song.
Okay, let's rock it.
So you think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell?
So, after that sad song that really brings
every
me
time.
Tears,
yes,
yeah, every time every I listen time. To it, let's speak about saying goodbye in Erasmus. And as you lived it first, I'm still living it, given the fact that I'm going to stay for 1 year.
Yeah.
I have to live the ones from 6 months after. So, you can start a topic for us, please. And let me ask you the first question then. How was it to say goodbye to everyone when the moment arrived? How was it? Or were you the first to leave, maybe?
With my friends, I don't know. Actually, I didn't really had so many difficulties with saying goodbye, because at that time when I was doing my Erasmus, I had so many business to do with staying here, to continue in here.
Okay.
So, actually, my goodbye was a bit worse than only saying goodbye, because I didn't know if I was going to stay here more,
yeah,
or if I was going to say goodbye forever. So that was the biggest thing for me, because I was saying goodbye, yes, but every time it was a bit more heavy. But
okay,
at the end, I know that I suffered a lot, even though there was a possibility to come,
yeah,
but the other possibility was, you know, killing me inside, because I loved so many people in Perugia.
Yes.
I did another family in Perugia, so many friends.
Beautiful, yes.
And it was really sad, really, really sad. And I was never ready to do it, you know?
Do you think you are ready to do it? Like, any time in your life, do you think you're ready to say goodbye? Because I have the feeling that we are not ready for it. Of course, some people have had some experiences in life that by forces of nature, let's say, they have to be ready. They know how to do it, basically. But if you haven't had any experience like this before, like saying goodbye to other people you love, do you think you're ready to say it? You know, like, do you think there's a moment when you say, like, okay, I'm tired of this guy. Go on, I don't want to see you again. Or,
you know, I'm like really sentimental girl that,
okay,
even before my Erasmus, Doesn't matter, for example, I was going to a vacation, I needed to say goodbye for 1 month, let's say, to my family, to my friends.
Okay.
That was even depressing me a lot. Like, I was never ready to leave them. So
okay,
Erasmus
gotcha.
Was such a big deal because it's a 6 month of period for you, it's 12 months.
Yeah.
It's such a big time. But when I was coming to Erasmus, there was this thing that I didn't know what was going to happen, so there was also a bit of excitement that was kind of going up from the sadness.
Okay, what do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean by this thing that you don't know? You mean by the fact you were staying here and you were trying to do that, or?
No. Before coming to Erasmus, I was of course really sad because of leaving everybody, but there was also this new adventure that was waiting for me, so it was really exciting me, and I was not really sad.
Okay.
Of leaving my family and friends in Turkey.
Okay, I feel you.
But in Perugia after Erasmus, it was this chapter was over.
Yeah.
So that was a really sad thing.
Knowing that the chapter was over.
Yeah.
And how did you realize it? Because with me, I'm really bad to think in the future and place myself in the future so I could be prepared. No, I don't know. Like I just realize it's time to say goodbye. When I see it happen, you know, not before. I'm not those guys that are like, oh, it starts being sad like 1 week like before.
Sure.
With me, it doesn't work like that. I really have to see it with my eyes and then I would say like, yeah. It's true. Like, goddamn, I thought it was not like this or it wouldn't happen because I think we have this feeling like it's never gonna come.
Yeah.
For example, many people I've heard, they told me like, fuck, 6 months have fly by.
Yeah, everybody feels that.
Everybody feels it. So it's like we have this feeling like I wouldn't say it's human nature, but we think it will never come, you know?
Yes.
And it feels like a huge time, 6 months, because it's a couple days, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But wait, I want to ask you, how did you decide to do it for 12 months? Why did you decide to extend your Erasmus?
Well, before coming here, I had the idea of staying. Like I always came with the idea of knowing that maybe I could transfer myself to Perugia.
Yes.
So I had that in my head. That was a plan I had. So when I came here and I realized some things, like academic things, which really would make my professional path harder if I stay in Perugia, it was like, hold on, my plan was lifespan. And I was like, no, 6 months is too short. And actually, I had the chance of going before on an exchange, and it was 6 months. And at the end of the 6 months, I had that feeling that more time is missing, you know?
Yeah.
And I think 1 year, maybe, I've never lived it. This is the first time, but I think it will be a great time to get used to the city, really. Because in 6 months, you kind of knowing everybody, everything is new, you're still in that, like the 6 months, I feel.
Yeah, you're still exploring.
You're still exploring always, and you're with that mindset. But after, you realize like, damn, I'm really going to stay here. You know? So, like,
and how did it make you feel to
stay here?
Say goodbye to your friends, because I know that so many friends of you have left.
Yeah, a lot of people. That's something of Erasmus. Many people leave in 6 months.
Yeah.
A huge group in then, and it wasn't like, I think it was hard, of course, but the fact that I was going to stay other 6 months made it a bit easier, you know, because I know that I can go there, I can visit them before leaving. But if I knew, like, it will happen afterwards, but if I knew it before, like, I'm leaving too, I think that would pretty much maybe really, it would be a really, really sad moment, because I'm not coming back to Europe like in a long time, and I know it, in a long time. So that's the only part, like, I think that staying here helped me with that, the saying goodbye process. But anyways, I had this one experience. I was saying goodbye to a Russian guy, and the last sentence he said when we were saying goodbye, he's Russian, he's from Moscow, was, have a nice life.
That's so sad.
And I was shocked, because like, people don't say that normally. Like, thank you for wishing me a nice life.
Because it's true. But
it's also kind of real, you know? Because sometimes we believe like, oh, we're going to be in touch with everyone. But I don't think that happens. Like, of course, you stay in touch with some, the closest ones.
Yeah.
It's like when you leave school.
Yeah, exactly.
You see everybody and you say, oh, in school, you say like, oh, most of us are going to be in the same city, at least in Colombia, because yeah. I know in Turkey you scrabble
more or less,
a bit.
More or less, yeah.
But you say like, oh, it doesn't matter, we'll see each other around. It's not like that. Like, probably some people I haven't seen since I left school. So wishing a good life,
it's
although
harsh.
It's sad because it's really... It's like a slap in your face, like, take.
Exactly.
We're never going to see each other again. Boom. Wish you a good life. But although it's that...
But were you close with that friend?
He was one of the first friends I had in Perugia.
Oh,
wow. It was not very close to me because then we didn't hang out too much. So it's not like it wasn't as hard, though.
Sure.
But anyways, it was like... It's over, you know? It's like the realization that this part of your life is gone.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And I also remember one phrase from you that once you said for saying goodbye.
Yeah.
The most sad part is to know that it's never going to be same with that person.
That's very sad.
It's sad. And, you know, I never think about this before, but after that you said it, yeah, it just occurred in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's very
never
sad.
Gonna be same.
Actually, I give that phrase to Melissa Sack, if she's listening. But it's true, it's like, it's never gonna be the same. Like, you're never gonna repeat the experience.
Exactly.
Even though they came after or something, or you meet each other.
Yeah. No, never
it's
gonna
gone.
Be the same.
You're never gonna be with the same people in the same city.
Yeah.
The mentality is never going to be the same. Yeah, and what do you think about chapters then?
I think it's a unique thing that we're kind of sure that it's never going to be same again. So, for example, we did Erasmus in Perugia. We can come back to Perugia and we can still turn back with that friends, but it's never going to be same.
It's never going to be the same experience.
So that's...
But actually, it's really nice what you say, that it's a chapter. Because I also think that makes you appreciate things.
Exactly.
If you knew you could have this experience whenever you wanted, like, oh, I just go there. Well, it would be nonsense because you would feel this power we were speaking before, like, I have the power to do whatever I want in my life and I have all the time of my life. But knowing that it's ending, you don't. You lose that.
Exactly.
I think it gives a perspective to you. And giving the chance... You want to play a song for us? Do it.
Actually, I want to play a song.
I'm
going to
give you the power of doing it. Welcome.
Yeah. Then I would like to listen Enjoy the Ride from Morcheeba.
Okay, play it then. After that really nice song, which speaks about enjoying the ride of life, we gotta say that we have to continue our topic. And given the fact you stay here, I wanted to ask you, what is worst? Like, for you, what was worst? To stay? What do you think is worst? To stay or to leave? Because you felt both experiences.
Sure. Yes. The fact that you stay, you still experience saying goodbye, because to decide to stay somewhere is always also saying goodbye to the others. So there will be always saying goodbyes. But if you leave from somewhere, you're also saying goodbye. So there's not really much choice.
Okay, so you think it's the same to stay or leave?
For my case, at least. But I always feel like the one that leaves is the
worst.
Is the worst.
You think?
Yes.
But where are you living from? Because I think that changes a lot. For example, people that come to Erasmus in Perugia, when they leave, they are going back to their, let's say, normal life, day-to-day life. So for them, maybe living can be better, you know, because it's like, I finished this great experience I had in Perugia, but it's time to go back to real life.
They say that. Yeah, they always say that, real life, for out of Erasmus, which is kind of...
You don't agree, because you've lived both in Perugia.
Yeah.
Do you think the life you had during Erasmus in Perugia and the life you have now is the same? You haven't changed anything?
It's absolutely the same.
Mamma mia, then I would be worried. Like, I'm worried about...
No, because the way I live my life didn't change when I was doing Erasmus.
But maybe many things you did before did changed or didn't.
I think it's only about Perugia, because Perugia is a city that everybody comes and everybody goes. So even though I'm staying still, everybody comes and goes and I'm experiencing everything with them.
Okay.
I don't know if I made it clear.
Yeah, you're like a post. You're just, you know what I mean? You're like just looking what's going around.
Yes.
But you're attached to here, kind of.
Yes.
Okay. And you think that makes you harder to get attached to newcomers? Because I've thought the other day, I was thinking about it, and probably Perugians are a bit like cold with newcomers.
That's true.
Because they know you're gonna leave, you know?
That's true.
So I wouldn't do it, but maybe if I lived here all my life, and I know this is happening like every year, coming, going, maybe it makes no sense, I mean, like emotionally, to meet everybody or to be open with everybody, because probably, you know, even though they are fantastic persons, because I really think you meet great persons in Erasmus, you leave, they're gonna leave. So maybe as to protect your emotions, I'm speaking emotionally, because if you go to the professional side, okay, then you would say like, yeah, you have to meet everybody, do networking, but I'm not speaking about that. I'm speaking about emotions.
Sure.
Maybe it's better just like to stay with the ones you know, because you know they are here for sure, which is also not true.
Yeah.
But we like to believe in illusions, I believe. So,
you know, the other day, my Italian friend was saying to me that she is so sick of saying goodbyes because all of her friends left, and she became really close friends with that everybody passed through. You know, that friends passed through to Perugia, and she was really close with them. At the end, she really feels lonely, because she knows that, yeah, she can see them if she do a visit, but it's not something that she can do always, every day. So.
Oh, is that the thing?
It makes it hard to stay.
So you think, her. And for you? Because maybe you're used to it, kind of. Because you've been doing it, I don't know how much times you've done it, but now you've done it a while.
Yes.
And maybe you're kind
of,
yeah.
Saying goodbyes.
But maybe you are, you know. I think you get this, like, protection.
Yes.
And even though you're really attached to somebody,
yeah.
The moment of saying goodbye is not as hard, though. Because you know, like, you've already lived it before.
Yes.
And you kind of get used to it. I think you can get used to it.
Of course,
like sad emotions like that happening.
Of course.
And speaking of which, I wanted to ask you, what is the saddest memory you have from saying goodbye? Not of your life, I don't mean like when here in Perugia, or maybe in Turkey?
Actually, I always rejected to say goodbyes in a really sad way. So I always try to make those moments a bit more joyful.
Yeah.
So the most saddest goodbye was for me was to say goodbye to my home, say goodbye to my flatmates.
You mean like when you were coming
in Perugia?
Oh,
when
from
I was
here.
Going
okay.
from when I was going back to Turkey from my Erasmus. I knew that it was going to be hard, and I was going to be really, really crashed down by this. So, but I rejected to do it in a sad way. So, when I was packing my stuff in my room,
yeah,
I invited all my friends, all my flatmates, and some friends to my room, and you know, we just opened some wine, we put music. Meanwhile,
just got drunk to forget the moment.
Yes, and I was meanwhile packing the stuff.
Yeah.
So it was the moment that supposed to be the most saddest moment, but it didn't. So I remember that moment as a joyful memory.
Okay.
How about
and
you?
Is it bad to have a bad memory, like a sad memory? Because, okay, I get you. You yes. wanted to do it more joyful for everybody, make it easier. But what about having sad memories, you know? Because I think that's also, that might be also part of all, you know, like of the whole thing. You have to, because I'm also a very joyful person, I consider myself, but
you are
but I've also come to realize that getting to know other emotions is also nice, you know. I love being happy, and I'll continue being the same, but it's also nice to be able to embrace sadness in
of
a
course.
Good way,
of course.
Which doesn't mean necessarily like, oh, I'm happy, oh, you're living, oh, have a nice life. But more like being able to learn from it.
I know, I understand what you mean, but I'm one of those persons that, you know, can't really do the balance. For example, if I'm sad, I'm really sad. Like,
so
I'm crying
sad,
in the
just,
kitchen floor.
Oh, like you're just gone, you know. Okay.
So I basically just reject, if I can,
yeah,
to the sad moments.
Okay, so you have like this protection, you would
yeah,
say
exactly.
So
like a shield.
And do you think many people come with that shield to Erasmus? Because Erasmus is an experience which, you know, first of all, you know it's going to be short. I mean,
sure.
like 6 months or 1 year. It's going to be
sure.
it has a due date,
yes.
where you know you're going to leave. So in your case it was a bit different, but anyways you had it. So do you think many people that do this experience comes with that shield? Because I feel many people, like, they know they're gonna go say goodbye,
exactly,
and they avoid getting attached to people here. I don't mean they don't make friends, of course you
exactly.
make friends and you get close to someone,
I see,
but I think many just have that feeling like, I'm gonna go, it's not the smartest move to do.
I observed two positions,
two ideas. You can say it on the microphone.
I don't know, like, how do you say it?
What do you mean?
Doesn't came to mind.
Just say
like
it.
Like one part, like one, this type of persons, they feel like, stereotypes, like two stereotypes.
Stereotypes, okay.
Stereotypes of the persons that do Erasmus.
Mm-hmm.
Like one type sees that thing, sees Erasmus as a vacation. So that person comes here, you know, to enjoy,
to
make friends, do parties with them.
I
but
think, like,
of course,
90% will, yeah.
Yes.
But go ahead.
So I think they already know that it's going to last 6 months. So it's a vacation of 6 months. So they're
yeah.
ready.
Okay.
But the other part sees this as a experience. So they don't have a due date, you know, because it's a road for them that they're going to keep walking. So they never expect this road to get and be finished.
Okay,
I
that's
think.
A nice perspective.
What do you think about that?
I think, well, many people come with the idea of like making parties. I think that's
exactly.
like a huge
sure.
I would say almost like 100% come with that idea.
Sure.
But some people do, want like this extra thing in their experience, like not just the happy part, like, oh, let's party, let's drink, hey, but more like living here, you know, because exactly. There's something, as you say, being in vacations in somewhere is easy.
Of course.
Because really, if you're in vacations, you're just enjoying going out every day. But if you really try to get attached with the life here and really believe, getting in the city, it's a whole different story.
That's
and it's
true.
Not easy though.
That's
because
true.
You're starting to get into the cultural things and then many things happen then.
Which part are you? Are you the one that does vacation in Erasmus? Or are you experiencing it?
I would go when I want to believe.
Or
the second one, experiencing more, because I really want to set this idea that I'm living here, you know.
Yes.
So I don't want to think about like this is just a period. Of course it's a period, but this is just like a short period which I'm gonna have a lot of parties.
Yes.
But I really want to say like I'm living here, like think if I didn't have to leave. So yes, what about you?
I think I also belong to the second part.
The second part.
Yes. Because at the very first beginning, I never seen myself like a girl that goes to parties every night and it's the vacation of my life. No, it was not like that. For me,
so
it was like
coming. But
yes.
You always wanted to come, didn't you? Like to transfer yourself, or that was that idea?
It was the fourth month.
That you thought about it?
Yes.
Okay.
I started on fourth month. And I don't know, I really like to experience how the people live in Italy, what they do.
Yeah, the cultural part.
Yes, the cultural part.
Which is also important, even if you're in Erasmus.
Exactly. And I also wanted to explore the other persons from other countries. I think that was the most beautiful experience in that sense.
I love that phrase to end the program of today, like a positive way to do it.
Sure.
And I also wanted to play, if you allow me, an Italian song, given
of
the
course.
Fact that we are in Italy. What about Arrivederci Tristezza, the Bruno Rizzas?
Arrivederci Tristezza.
Arrivederci.
Bello.
Kisses.
Bello. Kisses.
Mi spiace mio caro intelletto, vattene a letto e dormici su, che forse il tuo mondo perfetto non è perfetto come dici tu. Scusa mio caro cervello, sei come un fratello, ma adesso anche tu. Levami questo fardello, che voglio provare a volare lassù. Milioni di libri non servono a niente, se servono solo a nutrire una mente che mente. Scusa mia cara ragione, passerò per coglione, ma è meglio così. Forse in virtù del tuo nome vuoi avere ragione, ma stammi a sentire. Assiomi e teoremi non valgono niente, se l'occhio non vede che il cuore non sente più niente. Arrivederci tristezza, oggi mi godo la mia tenerezza, perché non durerà. Perché non durerà. Scusami ancora mio cuore, se ho fatto l'amore anche senza di te, ma sono più duro di un muro, ti ho preso per il culo e il culo è più giù. Miliardi di stelle ti dicono niente.